On one side of the Capitol, atheists, agnostics, and critics rallied against the National Day of Prayer.
My thoughts will not cater to Pope or dictator.
Dan Barker, co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, played a German ode to free thought. Barker says the anti-prayer day rally should raise public awareness of non-believers in the community.
We are here. We serve in the military. We sit on juries. We vote. We contribute to charity. We're in the government. And it's our country too, and we don't want the religious right to hijack it, pretend like this is a Christian nation.
Advocates for the separation of church and state carried signs that read, "Obama cannot tell me to pray and keep religion out of government," as they also celebrated a recent ruling that said the day is an inherently religious exercise with no secular context. On the other side of the Capitol, the Wisconsin Family Foundation held a separate event. They carried signs reading, "Thank God for life" and "Prayer changes things." William Bartz, the pastor at Monona Oaks Community Church, says no one group or faith is trying to hijack the government.
I don't understand why they take that position. There's nobody here advocating one religion. We believe there is one God, and we will all answer to him.
Freedom From Religion Foundation members and supporters, however, hope President Obama will answer to them. They've petitioned him to make this the final National Day of Prayer. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.